My name is Elena Masters. I am 15 years old. Today is the 26th of November, and I'm speaking with Debbie Dalton, who is my grandma. We are recording this in Farmington, Missouri. Tell me about your grandparents.
My grandmother, from my dad's side, her name was Lucille. She was like my best friend growing up. We were so close to her. She let us play with all her clothes, all her jewelry. She would just let us cook with her. She would read stories to us, like long books, like Heidi, and just different long stories. And we'd stop, and then we'd go back to read again. She would let us come stay at her house, and me and my girlfriend actually went back and forth to each other's grandmother's houses. And she was alone because she was divorced, but she was just like my best friend.
And then was that on your mom's side or your dad's side?
On my dad's side.
And then what about your mom's side?
That was a little different. That grandmother and grandfather had a nice house with a built-in swimming pool, which was really fun in the summers. But I wasn't as close with them as I was with my dad's mom.
Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in South County in St. Louis, Missouri. I went to Bernard Grade School, and it was just the neatest school ever. We had we could walk to school. The ball field was like on the other side of our subdivision, and there was a track to run, and we always got to sneak up to school early every year to see who our teachers were because we lived so close to the school. And it was just a great school, and I had really close friends. And like I said, I never rode a school bus until I was in the seventh grade. And we went to the junior high, Oakville Junior High. And then they built a brand new high school because the area was getting big. So they built a brand new high school, and my freshman year, I got to go to the brand new high school at first year. And that was really fun, and played in the band. And I babysat a lot for the kids in the neighborhood at 50 cents an hour. And growing up, we rode bikes until the lights came on at night. And we had a really close bunch of kids in the neighborhood that were always playing ball and dodgeball. And
is there one memory from your childhood that sticks out?
Playing softball was the most fun.
With your sister?
With my girlfriend. My sister was 4 years younger than me. So my best friend and I were in the same grade. And I was first base, she was third base, and we had the most fun summers playing softball.
Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
That would be my dad. And he was such a loving, caring, wonderful man. And he taught us how to work and have fun and dance and ice skate and water ski. And we just did it all. And we never had extravagant vacations, but we'd go to the lake, and, you know, he was scared of water and always wore his life jacket, but he always made sure that we learned how to ski and swim and everything.
Is there one life lesson from your dad that you will hold on to forever?
He always told us, if you get hurt, you'll get a spanking on top of it. So that was a lovingly way of saying always be careful.
What was it like to vote for the first time?
I think my first voting was Reagan. And I loved President Reagan. I just thought he was the most awesome, handsome, neatest guy, and very professional and just a great president. And I think he was one of my first votes.
What election stands out in your mind, and why?
Well, that would be 2020.
And why?
And why? Because I think they cheated. I think the Democrats cheated. I think the Democrats wanted to get rid of Trump, no matter how they could get rid of Trump. They tried to impeach him. They've tried everything they can to get rid of him. And I truly believe that the pre-voting and the voting without IDs and all that other stuff was just, they cheated.
So what would be the biggest thing you would want to change?
I would want Trump to be president.
Okay. Share some important life lessons you have learned in life.
Probably the most important life lesson is customer service. So a good work ethic, you know, treat your employer as the person who feeds you and clothes you and houses you, and because that's what they do. And be grateful for your job. And if you don't care for your job, then find a different job. But you should always be grateful for your employer and do a good job, do good work ethic and good customer service. You know, I just think that's very important.
Has being a nurse changed your views on life?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of different views. I've been a nurse for 42 years. There were a few times in the beginning of my nursing career I didn't think I could handle it, watching people die. But then I realized what a reward it was to be with someone as they passed to another world and to heaven. And I just felt like that was, that I could do that. And it just, it's been a rewarding career, and I'll never regret being a nurse. The hardest part about being a nurse is working the weekends and the holidays and the snowstorms and all of that, that you just got to trudge through and get there, because nursing never stops. So
how would you like to be remembered?
I guess as being a good, loving mother, that's the most important. And then being known for being a good, caring, and comforting nurse.
Is there a key word that you would, when people think of you, that you would want them to think of?
Compassionate.
Who has been kindest to you and why?
I would have to probably say it right now, my new neighbor. I spent 4 years living next to someone who was very cruel to me. And when I moved, I realized that there are really kind people out there. She's the, you know, stick in the mud. And my new neighbor has been so loving and so kind to me since I moved. And she's become like a sister. And she just does it out of her good heart. I mean, she just is an enjoyable person, would do anything for me.
Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me? Any memory that you can think of?
Well, right now the sad memory would be the loss of my father. He was 85 years old in like 10 months, and he lived a wonderful life, had some ups and downs, but his loss is just the greatest thing I've ever had to bear. And my happiest memory is the day I became a grandmother, November 9th, 2005.
Tell me about a teacher that has inspired you, that has inspired your life and while you were growing up.
I guess my sixth grade science teacher, he was just very off. He wasn't like all the other teachers that just taught in the classroom. We would go outside and do stuff in nature and stars, and he had a big telescope, and that's the first time I ever remember doing things like that. And his name was Mr. Spivey, and I really enjoyed sixth grade because of him.
All right, thank you.
How are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that wasn't bad. That was fun. And do you have to